Friends, I want to share with you the news that the General and Jurisdictional Conference delegation of the Iowa Annual Conference recently endorsed a document from the Council of Bishops titled, For the Sake of a New World, We See a New Church, a Call to Action. The document outlines suggested changes in the United Methodist Church. Some will require General Conference legislation, some will not. As head of the Iowa delegation, I want to share with you the news that our delegation specifically endorsed the document for study and discussion in the wider church, and we want to challenge all General Conference delegates to thoughtfully and prayerfully consider this document and its implications for our denomination. The bishop's letter begins, "We see a new church." It is a renewed church that is clear about its mission and confident about its future. A church that is always reaching out, inviting, alive, agile, and resilient. They go on. We see a church that is hope-filled, passionate, nimble, called of God, and courageous. It is a church that is passionately committed to the doctrine, mission, and vision of the Wesleyan movement. The church takes risks to reach new people for Jesus Christ, and it searches continuously for creative ways to help each person grow in grace, love, and holiness. Our delegation was inspired by several proposals in the letter, including the opening statement of the letter, which encourages hopeful imagination in responding to the critical needs and challenges of our world today. Also, the call for a redirection of the flow of attention, energy, and resources of our denomination to fostering and sustaining an increase in the number of vital congregations effective in making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. And lastly, we were also inspired by the consolidation of program administrative agencies to help align our efforts toward our shared mission and ministry. We recognize fully that there will likely be many changes to the call to action proposals from the Council of Bishops before we come to General Conference. But we found this document to be very helpful in describing the need for significant changes in structure and alignment of the United Methodist Church. Thank you for your time and attention. We hope you'll give prayerful consideration to this important document as we prepare for General Conference.